Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, good morning. This is Dr. Cottle, your host of Women in Business Radio. I have been away from my regular programming for several months due to circumstances that was beyond my control. However, I'm here today to reintroduce my programming with hopefully a few more episodes before the year ends. And I hope that they will be inspiring for the end of the year, and hopefully that which will help you to move more confidently into the new year. I want to remind you that Women in Business is a radio program and an online radio program that is designed to facilitate the woman who are an entrepreneur, wherever she is located in the globe. Our objective is to motivate, educate, and empower women to run successful businesses, and at the same time, to support your family, community, and you. I want to remind you that you can check us out in the archive for our past episodes. During the years, we have covered several topics and issues that impact us as women in business. But I would like to point out one in particular. Our episode entitled Women's Stories of Challenge in Business. It was the 3D summit, tele-summit, where I had five heart-centered business women share their challenges and strategies to take their business forward. This was my last episode that I did in April, and it lasted for 3 days. And on that show, I had five women sharing their experience and their knowledge that they have had as women entrepreneurs, the challenges particularly that they face. And by doing so, my intention was to provide what I call a learning circle so that as women entrepreneurs, we can learn from each other. Sometimes we think, okay, I will do it myself. And we try to create things for ourselves. But I believe as an educator too and businesswoman, if we can learn from another person who have been there, I think it saves us a lot of time. Because sometimes doing it alone, we go through trial and error, and that is time consuming. You have to try, and then when you fail, then you evaluate, and then you try something new. So my forum, Creating a Learning Circle with Women Who Have Been There, I felt was a great way of providing the information and at the same time an information that looks at the challenges, because I think as women entrepreneurs and women in general, our experiences and challenges are similar. And so I use that approach to bring to you some of the challenges, yes, and the solutions that we have had. On that show, I had five women on board, and one was Dr. Angelou. I also had Deborah Sinclair and Deborah Lange and Lynn Hawkins and Sharita Phillips. And these women have been entrepreneurs for several years, and they have gone through several challenges. And they were on that show to share their experiences. I think that show was called Women in Business Challenges, where they shared their stories, women's stories of challenge, I must say, in business. And in that show, we looked at several challenges that women experience overall in running their businesses. And some of the challenges that were pointed out were the problem with having the financial resources that we need to have to take our business forward. Another challenge that women face or these women faced also included getting the client, accessing clients, getting the right client. And another challenge was the fear of the unknown. You're getting into a new arena. You're moving, most times we are moving from the corporate world into entrepreneurship. And that could be very intimidating. Because as entrepreneurs, everything rests upon us. Our schedule, our product, and services. We are the ones responsible for creating and designing, for doing our marketing. And those things are all new to us. And another challenge for many of us is the many roles that we play in life, including our many family responsibilities. And for many of us, that could be very difficult, very, very challenging. And for many who have those challenges, we might have started our business, but in the course sometime of a year, we might have to stop, rethink, and start again. So our entrepreneurial venture is not always continuous. There are humps in that journey. We also saw that delegating responsibility to others could be also another challenge. Developing and gaining the knowledge and skills that you need to take your business forward is also another challenge. Also having the right mindset, and I mentioned that earlier, in that how do you jump from being knowing what to expect in the corporate world, knowing what to do in the corporate world, and all of a sudden becoming an entrepreneur and now having to do everything. And so these were some of the challenges that we looked at. And they also provided great solutions, great strategies that they used in order to take their business forward. So I advise you to listen in archive. It was a three-day summit, so there are three episodes. And I invite you to listen in on that episode, Women's Stories of Challenge in Business. And so I also want to say this morning that I appreciate you listening in, taking the time out of your busy schedule to join me this morning. And I ask that you can call into the show to ask a question or to state your point of view or to even make a suggestion as to what you think women in business should introduce to meet your needs and expectations. The number to call in is 1-917-889-8229. Remember, your call and your viewpoint and your feedback is greatly appreciated for the continued success of Women in Business Radio. I also want to take this time to introduce you to my continued programming, I should say, and because my next show will be held or hosted on the 16th of this month, and it's going to be a half an hour show, and the time for it is on the at 11 a.m. Eastern time. I hope that you guys will join me. And I'm the topic that I'm looking at is called The Role of Spirituality and Women in Business. Spirituality helps us to respond to adversity in one's life. How one's spirituality helps in developing resilience to bounce back in the face of any adversity. And I think that show will be a great show. And for that show, I'll be having three guests, and my guests will be Dr. Zoe Bartholomew. And Dr. Bartholomew is a behavioral education consultant, and she lives in Fairfield, California, and spirituality has played an important role in her life, and she is prepared to share with us her experience with spirituality and how it has been instrumental in her life and the success of her business. I will also have a second guest. Her name is Shelley Jarrett, and Shelley is an image consultant and the publisher of FJ Magazine. She's from Ontario, Canada, and she also has her personal experience with spirituality, and she's here to share with us how spirituality played or plays an important role in her life also and the success it has on her business. My third guest will be or is Priscilla Marshall. And Priscilla is from the United States of America. And she is a business coach and philanthropist, as well as an author. And Priscilla has been a guest on my show. And a couple of months ago, and you can also look and check her out in archive. And on that, in that episode, she talked also about spirituality and how it has helped her to bounce back from a very dark place in her life. So she will be here again to share with us what she thinks about spirituality and how spirituality has helped her in forging her life and forging her business. So I invite you to join me on the 16th of this month at 11 o'clock Eastern Time. Join me and ask again any question, and you can share your point of view. And so we will make it a very engaging opportunity. I want to say to those of you listening this morning, again, and a reminder, you can call me. Call and ask a question. Hi. Hello. I would like to say again, call me and ask a question. And or share your point of view, or recommend something that you believe should be included in the show. Again, I want to say to those of you who know that I'm the host of Women in Business on Facebook, I ask you also to join me there. And you can also write me in my email at drccottle@gmail.com. Or you can write me right here on the show. I want to say thank you for listening and have a great day and a wonderful weekend.